Sentient by Jackie Higgins. Read by Joan Walker. We are often described as sentient beings, but what does this mean? The word from the Latin sentire, to feel, is so mercurial that the philosopher Daniel Dennett has perhaps playfully suggested, since there is no established meaning, we are free to adopt one of our own choosing. Some use sentience interchangeably with the word consciousness, a phenomenon that in itself is so elusive as to reduce the most stalwart scientific mind to incantations of magic. Marveling at how brain tissue creates consciousness, how material makes immaterial, Charles Darwin's staunch defender T.H. Huxley once pronounced it as unaccountable as the appearance of jinn when Aladdin rubbed his lamp. More recently, while probing the soft jelly of a patient's brain, the neurosurgeon Henry Marsh agreed that the idea his fine sucker was passing through thoughts and feelings was simply too strange to understand. To some scientists, therefore, sentience becomes a hard, if not the hardest, problem in the study of the natural world. However, there is a simpler definition. Sentience also describes our ability to sense the world around us. Such sensitivity leads to our experiences of seeing the creamy white page of this book, feeling its weight in our hand, perceiving the murmur of a page turning. That sentience is then the foundation on which the mirage of consciousness shimmers. Scientists and philosophers debate whether animals experience consciousness, but most readily ascribe to them the pared-down version of sentience. This book reflects on how each of the sentient beings with whom we share the planet offers a different perspective on how we sense, even make sense, of the world and on what it means to be human. The typical person, as Leonardo da Vinci noted, looks without seeing, listens without hearing, touches without feeling, eats without tasting, and inhales without awareness of odour or fragrance. We are guilty of underappreciating and underestimating our sensory powers. After all, they circumscribe every waking moment. Observing how familiarity dulls our senses and anaesthetizes us to the wonder of existence, the biologist Richard Dawkins suggested that we can recapture that sense of having just tumbled out to life on a new world by looking at our own world in unfamiliar ways. Looking at our evolutionary family tree is one such way. We share a deep past with all creatures, but those I have chosen, from sea, land, and air, epitomize one or more of the various senses. The spookfish has an uncanny ability to detect light in the ocean's bathypelagic depths. The star-nosed mole navigates sunless subterranean tunnels through touch, whereas on moonless nights, the male giant peacock moth finds females miles away through smell.